simply because of the stupid, moronic behavior of the human beings who insist on ignoring the obvious signs that fossil fuels are not good for us, and people who insist on driving what I call sport futility vehicles and otherwise maximizing their carbon footprint. But interesting article, interesting line of inquiry as we take a look at a rapidly changing world. To what extent are some people in a position to affect very dramatically what happens with the weather and all that that implies? There is an interesting article that I'm going to excerpt in the description for this broadcast. I think due to the limitations of time, we're not going to have enough room to go into that here. But in the description for this program, I'm going to take a look at some ruminations about the effects of global warming. And it is theorized that global warming is very likely to affect people in the third world and people of color much worse than people of European extraction, or people of the sort of extraction, the ethnic makeup that is favorable to people like the Habsburgs and those who are looking to the old Holy Roman Empire as a sort of a model for the EU. And these are the same folks that are touting the UNPO and the wonderful little ethnic Disneyland that they would have us believe they are promoting. But actually what they're promoting is the splendid blonde beast. Speaking of the splendid blonde beast, something that I suspect is symptomatic of the Nazi diaspora at the end of World War II, and in particular the role of elements of that Nazi diaspora and all of the horrors that have beset Argentina in the post-World War II period. The following is from the CNN website, and specifically this is from CNN of October 9th of 2007. It's an AP story, La Plata, Argentina, priest guilty in dirty war trial. A Catholic priest accused in a series of deaths and kidnappings during Argentina's dirty war was convicted and sentenced to life in prison Tuesday. Former police chaplain Christian von Wernick was found guilty of being a co-participant with police in 7 homicides, 31 torture cases, and 42 kidnappings, ending a trial that has focused attention on the church during the 1976 to 1983 military rule. Well, of course, Christian von Wernick is obviously an Argentine of German and German nobilities, German noble extraction. Christian von Wernick convicted in connection with the dirty war. We're going to conclude with an article about Eric Prince, the head of the parent company of the Blackwater security firm. Blackwater, bear in mind, is headed up by Joseph Schmitz. He's the former inspector general of the Pentagon, the son of John G. Schmitz, the brother of John P. Schmitz, and part of not only an ultra-right-wing John Birch Society-connected family, but a family of Germanophobes. Joseph Schmitz himself is a member of the Knights of Malta that we looked at in For the Record 610. And we took a look at Blackwater and some of the other private security firms as perhaps the realization of the plan by a number of right-wing interests in the U.S. and around the world to create their own right-wing national security establishment using, among other things, Japanese war gold that was looted by the fascist Japanese in World War II. We're going to take a look. Speaking of the German diaspora and pan-Germanism, underground Reich, etc., etc., we're going to take a look at the private foundation that is founded by and is operated by Eric Prince of Blackwater. And this is a foundation he uses to channel money to various causes that he favors. This is from the Media Mouse website. Blackwater founder and West Michigan native funds right wing through foundation. It's from September 27th of 2006. It reads, Blackwater USA reads in part, Blackwater USA founder and West Michigan native Eric Prince funds a variety of right wing and religious causes according to a review of grants awarded by Prince's Freiheit Foundation. Prince, whose Blackwater has drawn considerable attention for its work in Iraq, post-Katrina, New Orleans, and Colombia, also has strong ties to the economic and religious right through the contributions of his Freiheit Foundation, as well as his parents Edgar and Elsa Prince, who are prominent supporters of the religious right both in West Michigan and on the national level. And it's interesting that Freiheit is a German word, I believe, for freedom. An interesting name for Eric Prince to give to his particular charitable foundation that he uses for various purposes. Recall that Joseph Schmitz, like his father John G. Schmitz, was enamored or infatuated, obsessed perhaps would be a better word, with all things German. He certainly has the Freiheit, the freedom to do that. So does Eric Prince, the head of Blackwater. In order to update yourself on some of these miscellaneous articles that have been presented, please utilize the Spitfire website at www.spitfirelist.com and some of the linked websites, the many audio files that have been made available by WFMU, the print files that are available on the Spitfire website. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record Program 617. Miscellaneous articles and updates being recorded on November 4th of 2007. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Well, you take that away. It's a compact disc. I don't like them. Get it out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it out of here. Out of my sight. All right. It's your conjure here. It's WFMU. And East Orange, New Jersey, WXHD Mount Hope, New Jersey. And we have the Old Codger radio show now. Nothing but 78 RPM records for 60 minutes. And great music. Starting us this week with Helen Kane.
Things I never miss, things I can't resist. Oh, love, 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 isn't it plain to see? I just had a change of heart. What can it be? He's got eyes of blue. I never cared for eyes of blue, but he's got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now. He's got curly hair, and I never cared for curly hair, but he's got curly hair, and that's my weakness now. Oh my, oh me. Oh, I should be good, and I would be good, but gee. He liked the villain cool, and I never cared to villain cool, but he liked the villain cool, so that's my weakness now. He liked a saxophone. I never cared for a saxophone, but he likes a saxophone, so that's my weakness now. He likes those rainy days, and I never cared for a rainy day, but he likes a rainy day, so that's my weakness now. Oh, let it rain, let it fall. Cause I think he knows just what it's raining for. He likes a long good night, and I never had a long good night, but he likes a long good night, so that's my weakness now. And he likes and I never can but he likes so that's my weakness now. And he likes and I never can but he likes so that's my weakness now. What more? What more? Oh, I think he knows what ba-ba-ba is for. He likes ba-ba-ba-ba. I never cared for a ba-ba-ba-ba, but he likes a ba-ba-ba-ba. That's my weakness now. Oh, that's my weakness now.
Man, that was Helen Kane, an old sweetie of mine. And she's singing the song, That's My Weakness Now. This is the Old Codger Radio Show. It's on every 2 weeks on WFMU. We play 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. So, I got a letter from somebody. Phil. Pete. Something like that. Hey, he wanted to know what happened to Jerry Fabers, who hosted the Edison Attic phonograph hour the last few years in this slot. Well, Jerry was the victim of a very unfortunate freak accident. He was injured by an asteroid. He was Jerry was pushing his shopping cart full of Edison cylinders from West Orange to Jersey City on a Tuesday afternoon to do his radio show, and a space creature piloting along from a distant galaxy lost control of his asteroid and plummeted to Earth, and it hit Jerry's cart as he trudged along the shoulder of Route 280. That's the same route I used to come down here. So, fortunately, Jerry was not directly hit. The asteroid was very small, and the descent of the asteroid was slowed down by the Earth's atmosphere and by the smog along the Harrison corridor of Route 280. So the asteroid hit the shopping cart, and it smashed dozens of rare Edison cylinders and discs. So Jerry took a lot of shrapnel from the broken discs and the cylinders, but he was not critically injured. So I saw Jerry the other day. He's sporting a lot of Band-Aids, but he's expected to make a full recovery. Eventually he'll return to the airwaves. He has returned to work at the Edison Museum, and he's trying to glue back together the dozens of broken discs and cylinders because his boss doesn't know that he borrowed them. You see, every week that Jerry did the show, he took dozens of rare Edison discs out of the Edison Museum without asking permission. Then he snuck them back in early the next morning before anybody could find out. So now he has to glue all these discs back together so he doesn't get fired. Most of the recordings that were damaged are these crappy coon songs and weepy ballads. So it's no great loss. Jerry's okay. It's partly his own damn fault. Like I told Jerry, if he's going to walk along Route 280, he's got to wear a helmet. Well, anyway, we're going to get back to the music. I just wanted to let you know that Jerry's okay. But that's why he's not doing the radio show. And I am. Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger. So, here we got some Willie the Lion Smith on 78 RPM Records.
You're not a Barbara Hutton. Though we haven't got a bank full, we'll be mighty thankful. Honeymooning on a dime. Now we can't afford a sleeper. A subway ride is cheaper. So we'll just forget the swell trains, riding on the L trains, honeymooning on the dime. My uncle lives wealthy, what it takes he's got plenty of. But just as long as he's healthy, we'll have to get by just living on love. So honey, how about it? Let's make a vow about it. Life's so bluff, so let us call it. What do you say we city haul it? Honeymooning on a dime.
And a mama fishy too. Once upon a time, in a pool of deep, cool water, there were three little fishies swimming around.
I'm Kipper.
I'm Flipper.
My name is Dipper.
When the mama fishy saw that her three little fishies were now old enough to swim, she said,
"Be good little fishies and play in the pool. Stay close to home and keep far away from the dam."
But the three little fishies didn't want to be bossed. They didn't know that they could get lost. The three little fishies went off on a spree, and they swam right out to the sea.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! And we fam right out to the sea!
Golly, look at the big ocean! Maybe we ought to turn around and go home!
I don't want to go home! I'm having a wonderful time!
Ah, come on! Don't be a sissy!
Kipper and Flipper finally talked Dipper into going with them, and so, far out into the sea, they swam.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! And we fam right out to the sea!
Soon the three little fishies were far out to sea and having a wonderful time.
Golly, how big the ocean is!
Oh boy, I like to watch the boats, and the flying fish are a lot of fun. Aren't you glad you came along, Dipper?
Yeah, but I wish we weren't so far from home.
Whee! Yell the little fishies, here's a lot of fun.
We'll fin in the sea till the day is done.
They swam and they swam, and it was a lark. Till all of a sudden, they met a shark.
Wow, look at the size of that shark. What does he want?
My, you certainly keep your teeth shiny, Mr. Shark.
Oh, I'll be seeing you, Bob.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! And we fam right over the dam.
My, those three little fishies were certainly scared, and they swam as fast as their little fins could take them.
Let's go home. These waves are making me seasick.
Yeah, let's go home. I'm getting a little green around the gills.
We better go home, because look what's after us now. It's as big as a whale. Oh, it is a whale.
Help, yell the little fishies, look at all the whales. And quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam. And they swam, and they swam back over the dam.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! And we fam back over the dam.
When the mama fishy saw that the naughty little fishies had come back home, she spanked them all on their little back fins and sent them to bed without any pollywog salad. And to this day, you will find them all down in the meadow in the little bitty pool, the three little fishies and the mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can, but stay far away from the dam.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo!
Bless you.
And we stay far away from the dam. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo! Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, choo!
About me,
I love you, Bermuda. I love you, Bermuda.
What are we trying to do?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you who I am.
So, who are you?
I am a gay caballero, coming from Rio Janeiro.
With nice oily hair and full of hot air,
I'm an expert at shooting the bull. I'm seeking a fair señorita,
not thin and yet not too much meter.
I'll woo her a while in my Argentine style.
You'll carry her off of her peter.
I'll tell her I'm of the nobilo
and live in a great big castillo.
I must have a miss who will long for a kiss
and not say, oh, don't be so silly.
Was at a swell cabaret
while whining and dining you met her.
I drank one or two and two bought a few.
The night was wet but she was wetter.
La 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 la. She told me her name was Estrella. She said, stick around me, young fella.
Mosquitoes, they bite. They're awful tonight. And you smell just like citronella.
I can't forget this senora.
While telling her how you adored her.
Asleep she did fall, didn't mind that at all.
But she was a terrible sonora.
Was a dancer and singer. La, la, la.
At you she kept pointing her finger
and saying to me, si, senor, si, si.
But you couldn't see a darn thing.
She told me she was so lonely.
So you climbed upon her balcony.
While under her spell, I heard someone yell,
get away from her, you big baloney.
I swore I'd win this senorita.
You wooed her upon the sofita.
Then a husband walked in. What he did was a sin.
You can still hear the birds sing tweet tweet.
I am a sad caballero,
returning to Rio Janeiro.
Minus my hair,
a bruise here and there.
For a husband he chewed off my ear. We've sung enough of senorita. We're hungry, so we'll go and eat her. If you like this strain, play it over again. It's good for your appetite, eater.
Well, okay, those were the Happiness Boys. Ernie Hare. And the Jones guy. Billy Jones. Billy Hare. Ernie Jones. I always forget. Get them mixed up. But anyway, that was A Gay Caballero by the Happiness Boys. Before that was the Revelers, a vocal group with some wonderful harmonies. And they did Dinah. And Art Gentry and his orchestra with Three Little Fishies. And Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs did Honeymooning on a Dime. Well, this is the Old Codger on WFMU. Don't act surprised. I'm allowed to be here 1 hour every 2 weeks playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. And as you know, WFMU prides itself on being a non-commercial station. Yeah, we're a non-commercial station, they say. Well, not when the Old Codger's on the air. I have to pay the bills, so we have sponsors on the program, and I'm proud to introduce tonight a new sponsor to the Old Codger program, and it happens to be Old Codger Snake Oil, and it is for restoring your vitality. So, if you are too skinny, as many people are nowadays, it promotes weight gain. if you drink plenty of it. Jug, jug, jug. And it can also help with weight loss if you buy a whole lot of it and put it in the icebox and don't drink any of it. It can fight off premature senility. I am proof. And it helps fortify your mind against stress caused by the stupidity of the people around you. And Old Codger Snake Oil can also enhance your libido so you can do the Trouser Snake Roomba on 30 minutes' notice. It has a delicious flavor, and that it is refreshingly sweet, slightly tart, and it has an alcohol content that can honestly be described as within the limits of the law in some states, depending on the local regulatory definition of medicine. So, Old Codger Snake Oil can be enjoyed by the entire family, even those under 70. It is the favorite elixir of the residents of the Van Halen Nursing Home in Verona, New Jersey, and it has kept alive many of the residents in long-term care and helped maintain the sanity of many on the staff who have to deal with them. Well, you're probably wondering, what's in it? Well, Old Codger Snake Oil contains many vital ingredients which are essential for daily nutrition. It contains warthog embryos, aged varnish flakes, powdered, I'm reading from the bottle here, powdered 78 crystals, tobacco nectar, turpentine extract, and, oh, special, free-range tricalcium phosphate. It also contains one additional ingredient, which I forgot to write down. So all these ingredients are listed on the label, on the bottle, including a little notation at the bottom. It says, contains one additional element I forgot to write down. It's in the fine print. Best of all, Old Codger Snake Oil is all natural. Yes, it's 95% all natural. The only unnatural ingredient is the snake. It contains artificial snake. So anyway, 95% all natural Old Codger Snake Oil. Make sure you keep it away from open flames. Well, you're probably wondering where you can buy it. Old Codger Snake Oil can be purchased in my neighborhood. Give me a call, make an appointment, come by, and we'll do some business. The police and the public health officials don't have a clue. They have yet to make any arrests in connection with the sale of a single bottle of Old Codger Snake Oil. And I am 97-98% certain that you will not be the first. Just bring some Old 78s, just in case the cop on the beat asks you what you are doing in my yard. Okay, well, so that's the sponsor, the new sponsor, Old Codger Snake Oil. Go out and buy a case today or tomorrow. And now we've got a 17 RPM record. My heart is beating fast because it's Sophie Tucker. Yes.
No more. Now or never and forever, love 'em and let 'em go. They all are smart and act the part, I'm telling you what I know. But once they start and hook your heart, you're never the same no more. Every minute you're complaining, and you ain't ashamed. Complain so much, complaining is your nickname. The very keenest pleasure, it causes pain. Of health you've got your measure and still complain. Why, even gold brown fried chicken has lost its class. Don't make a bit of difference if the dice don't pass. Sweet music's like a toothache and causes the same kind of pain. It's human nature to complain. I know you grieve and pout and mope about your loving somebody true. And then find out without a doubt somebody ain't loving you. I don't think life is worth the strife. There's times when I'd like to try to take a knife and end my life if I didn't have to die. 'Cause complaining, that ain't knowing. But I must say, if I knowed where I's going, I'm on my way. I'd pack up all my worry and I'd leave here. I'd leap right into glory without a fear. But there's a mighty old, old story, and it's a fact. Nobody's been to glory and then come back. So I'll stay here and worry and keep on a-bearing my pain. It's human nature to complain. I know I'd like to know where I could go to some big unconscious state. Sleep off my cares just like the bears all do when they hibernate. I hear some folks keep telling jokes about love bringing ecstasy. With gentle strokes to other folks, it pretty nigh ruined me. Gonna keep right on complaining, complain I must. No way to stop complaining when your heart busts. My life is all confusion, without a doubt. But I've reached this conclusion, I've done figured out. That running, riding, walking, crawling, though I'm a wreck, if daddy starts to calling, I'll break my neck. Right back to daddy, darling, I'm a glutton for punishment. It's human nature to complain, that's all.
Philadelphia lawyer was in love with a Hollywood maid. Come love and we will wander out where the lights are bright. I'll win you a divorce from your husband and we can get married tonight. Were carved on his gun, and all the boys around Reno left Wild Bill's maiden alone. One night when he was returning from riding the range in the cold, he dreamed of his Hollywood sweetheart. Lasting as gold. As he drew near her window, a shadow he saw on the shade was the great Philadelphia lawyer making love to his Hollywood maid. The night was as still as the desert. The moon was bright overhead. Bill listened a while to the lawyer. He could hear every word that he said. Your hands are so pretty and lovely. Your form so rare and divine. Come go city and leave this wild cowboy behind. Now back in old Pennsylvania, among those beautiful pines, there's one less Philadelphia lawyer in old Philadelphia tonight. Philadelphia lawyer in old Philadelphia too.
Thanks. Thank you to all people calling up, putting in their orders for the old kinds of snake oil. Apparently it's very popular. For among people who haven't tried it yet, well, we'll see if they become repeat customers. So, we just heard from Cab Calloway and his orchestra with Papa's in bed with his britches on. The Brox Sisters did I'm Lonely Without You. I just acquired that 78 RPM record. Found it in a... Okay, I was dumpster diving, and it was at the bottom. I'm not ashamed to... That is what you got to do if you want to find a very rare Brox Sisters 78. People throw them away. They just don't understand what's valuable. Anyway, Tennessee Ernie Ford did Philadelphia Lawyer, sang about the Philadelphia Lawyer, and Sophie Tucker. Sophie Tucker sang It's Human Nature to Complain. I want to say hello to my friend Rummy Delbarton. He's out there listening with Sam. But Rummy has nothing to complain about. See, Rummy has used up all his complaint vouchers. I saw Rummy yesterday. I said, how are you? And Rummy says, can I get back to you on that? I'm still waiting. Ah, that poor Rummy Delbarton. He's always a, as we like to say, he's a triple shy of the cycle. Anyway, this is the old codger on WFMU, a crappy radio station that is a gleaming beacon of fine broadcasting historicity once every 2 weeks for an hour. Then it disappears and reverts to crap again. Anyway, I want to say about the Sophie Tucker, it's very fabulous. The song I played, It's Human Nature to Complain, this is from, in case you want to find it, it's from a huge collection of Sophie Tucker rarities. It's got B-sides and unreleased takes and alternate versions and bonus tracks. It's a boxed set containing 652 78 RPM discs. It weighs more than Sophie. That in itself is very rare. To shelve the entire set requires 33 feet of wall space. There are 14 reported instances of this collection causing floors to collapse, resulting in 16 critical injuries and 5 deaths. In one case, it damaged the foundation of a building, and it required $41,000 to repair. You know what they say, high stakes, high risk. Personally, I think Sophie Tucker is worth it. But then, my 78 RPM records are stored in the basement because I live in a bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange. The only thing beneath my basement is China. And the Chinese, of course, destroyed all of their Victrolas a few years ago. They were using, in China, they were using 78 RPM records up until 1993. Then they had this modernization program. It took root and they rounded up all the Chinese 78 RPM record collectors and they herded them into re-education camps. And they all were forced to listen to compact discs, except for a few dissidents, you know, the holdouts. And they were executed. And that's why I hate communism. Anyway, Sophie Tucker, as I understand, is big in China. Sophie's big anywhere. She's big, period. She's my favorite singing group. She's larger than life. She's larger than your music parlor, anyway. But she's big because she had a huge heart. And she was billowing with generosity. And she was top-heavy with talent. Yes, that's what I want you to know and remember about Sophie Tucker. Take that home with you. So, back to the music. I think we've got 70 RPM records here from Tex Williams.
Now, I heard tell about a guy who smokes so doggone much he up and throat, and now he's resting 6 feet underground. He'd stop a red-hot poker game, a petting party with a beautiful dame to light a cigarette to calm him down. I used to be just like that guy. I had to have a smoke or die. For nicotine, I'd even hock my boots. But then I stopped. I'd had enough. I vowed I'd taken my last puff. I'd found a brand new brand that really suits. With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2-1.
ask any man who's made the test which product gets the gun.
And if this fellow's a manly guy, you can bet your shirt that he'll reply with men who know tobacco best.
It's women 2-1.
Quite a connoisseur. I knew tobacco, that's for sure. I'd tried most every kind of nicotine. I've smoked a pipe, a cigar too, some tailor-mades, and rolled a few. And as a kid, I smoked the coffee bean. But then I met a man one day. His face was old, his hair was gray, and up on his frame, his clothes so loosely hung. He listened to me brag a while about cigarettes. Then with a smile, he said, "My boy, get wise while you're still young.
With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2-1. Ask any man who's made the test which product gets the gun.
And if this fellow's a manly guy, you can bet your shirt that he'll reply with men who know tobacco best,
it's women 2-1.
Sitting in a bar one night, I asked a lady for a light. My cigarette had gone and lost its flame. She looked at me from head to toe, said, "I don't smoke, but goodness knows, I just love to play those parlor games." I said, "No thanks, I'd rather smoke." And then and there, I thought she'd choke, but then she started smiling with delight. I moved to leave, she said, "Sit still," and as she moved in for the kill, said, "Son, I've got good news for you tonight.
With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2-1. Ask any man who's made the test which product gets the gun.
And if this fellow's a manly guy, you can bet your shirt that he'll reply with men who know tobacco best,
it's women 2-1.
It's women 2-1.
Ha ha! Thank you.
And that was Boyd Rayburn and his orchestra with Boyd meets Stravinsky. Ab Gishy Wiley sang the Skinny Legs Blues. Alma Gluck did low, Hear the Gentle Lark, with some opera singer there, little culture for you. And Tex Williams with Men Who Know Tobacco Best, It's Women, 2-1. Well, your gods are here, but show's coming up to a conclusion for this week. Maybe I got time for one more. I just want to say here that I declare that I am a veteran of broadcasting. I am older than broadcasting. And I resent these youngsters who come along and act like they own the place, like they know good radio. These kids, you know, like Paul Harvey and Bob Grant, these guys who haven't paid their dues yet. Fill my shoes, they aren't fit to polish my shoes. They have very small shoes. And you know what they say, small shoes, small audience. I wouldn't accept them as interns. They shouldn't be any closer to a microphone than it takes to order a Chalupa Supreme. In fact, they should be on the other side of that microphone. I was a radio veteran while they were in college, triple spacing term papers. That radio is in such a sorry state. I just look no further than my squalid surroundings. WFMU. But don't take pity on me. I'm here to help these wayward, snot-nosed pups. They're too stupid to know any better. Some of these kids, the Sharpie Sharpling, they're just out of high school. You know, they're 35 or so. Probably just getting their first jobs in radio. And how pathetic to start at the bottom at WFMU. Oh, I know what you're thinking. How did a classy veteran like me end up at the bottom? Well, that's none of your business. Let's just say it has something to do with the concept of a community service. In the past 16 years, I've programmed 121 hours on this station. 679 to go.
Mr. Lowdown, this is your bill of fare. For things that come to a showdown, your mama can't make it on air. Now if you can't bring me money, go away and let me be. And this is condition of my disposition before you come back to me.
What is it, Mama?
Now, if you can't bring it, you've got to send it before you come back to me. Now, I've been Santa Claus long enough to find another Christmas tree. Now, didn't the fortune teller tell you that by and by would be rude poor hoggy, a poor hoggy die? Now, if you can't bring it, you've got to send it before you come back to me.
Now, there's an undertaker right across the street with two black horses and eight white feet. He also has kimonos which is lined with silk and a place they call heaven to honey pure sweet milk. I ain't no lover and I ain't no cheat. I work 7 days and 8 nights a week. I've got my razor and you got a cheat. I ain't talking Latin and I ain't talking Greek. I might not bring it, I might not send it, but I'm certainly coming back to you. Do I don't love the order, cause I might get mad and do something that I should not do. Now if I get lucky, I'm certainly coming on back. Keep all strange clothes hanging off of my head rack. I might not bring it and I might not send it, but I'm certainly coming back to you. In the morning, I'm certainly coming back to you.
Yeah. if you can't bring it, you've got to send it before you come back to me. But I can do without you a long, long time, if it's still eternity. Now the back door is open, don't you stand there and grin.
I'm gonna kill the first man that tries to come in. I might not bring it and I might not send it, but I'm certain it's coming back to you. Monday morning, I'm certain it's coming back to you.
Best close out the show there with Butter Beans and Susie. And if you can't bring it, you gotta send it. So this is the Old Codger. I'll be back in 2 weeks with more 70 RPM records. Stay tuned for what, for the past month and a half, has been the second best show on WFMU. And the station ID is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. Stay tuned for Sharpie Sharpling.
Me. Bullets are following me. There's so much that you could run the slalom. The cops comb this top to bottom. They say that we are prone to violence, but it's home sweet home, where personalities clash and chrome meets chrome. Prices up and down like it's Wall Street home, but this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown brome. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that, but damn. This ain't a sewn outfit, Holmes, Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C. That's where you're wrong. I came into this mother 100 grand strong. Nine to be exact, from grinding cheap packs. Put this motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would have told him that Ho would sell clothing, not in this lifetime, wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black. I will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. move on and switch states. Cap the coupe with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate, never follow orders. Face, get your sh**. Oh, this is Big J.
You don't know what you're doing.
Will not lose ever.
We'll be right back.